it off to Klasky. Hits the line of scrimmage, then brought down by a slew of black jerseys out there.
Boy, there's about four or five there that on the bottom, number five, Kaufman getting up.
And he gets about two-thirds of a yard there, brings up second and nine.
So they made that adjustment on that little quick handoff now.
So it should be an interesting second half here as both teams have made adjustments. Both teams, Harbor Beach's strength has been through the air. Ubley's on the ground with number 45, Jimmy Shaw.
Well, the Pirates can go either in the air or in the ground. That's the problem the Bearcats have.
And the shotgun spread for Harbor Beach. Kraft scrambling in the backfield. Keeps for himself, gets up to the line of scrimmage, and tripped up and pushed out of bounds for a gain of about 2 yards. He was looking back to pass. He had number, was that Aaron Ginther all the way, still trotting back to the huddle there?
Yeah, all the way down there. Again, he got behind the secondary. I can't believe they let that kid, who has caught a number of passes, has nice hands, and then let him get wide open. But for their all intents and purposes, Kraft was on run.
And third and eight for the Pirates, as Kraft gains about a yard there for the Pirates. Now in the spread offense, once again, one man in the backfield, Klasky next to him, Kraft keeps it for himself, rolling left, and he has a few tacklers on him, and he gains about 5 yards, brought down short of the first down to about the 39-yard line in Harbor Beach territory. It's going to bring up fourth down in about four for the Pirates.
Josh Kaboski on the hit for the Bearcats now, so we'll see if the Pirates punt it or go for it.
And looks like they have a few substitutions coming in. It's always hard to tell in high school football.
Yeah, you don't know if they're setting up a trick play or what they're doing.
I'm used to Michigan State, where you have your offensive team, you have your defensive team, you have your special hand, you have your hands team, you have your kickoff team, you have your...
The Chips have those too, and you know who they're playing?
No.
They're playing Michigan State
tomorrow.
That's
right, but the punt team is out for Harbor Beach.
If they punt.
I said the punt team.
Oh, okay.
So... And there's the snap a little high, and it is indeed a punt, and a good, decent kick. Hits down about the 30-yard line, bounces
good
down.
Good roll.
Great roll, down to about the 21-yard line, where Harbor Beach is going to start their defensive run as Ubley's offense comes out onto the field. First and 10 for Ubley. 10:09 left in the third quarter.
Well, the Bearcats did the right thing here. They got things around the corner, so head to Randy's Hunting Center, east side of Bad Axe. Now, they hunted down the Pirates' offense and stopped them on this first possession in this third quarter.
That's right. Bow season is just about a week away, so it's right around the corner. So head to Randy's Hunting Center on the east side of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot showroom or go to randyshuntingcenter.com. So first and 10 for the Bearcats in the wing tee. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line. It's a handoff, and he pushes forward for about 5 yards until he's brought down. Couldn't even see the numbers on that. There's so many people around him. That was number five, Jason Kaufman.
And looked like there was a host of them over there. It was, you know, looked like Sloan Klosky and a group of other ones over there on that right side defensively, but he picked up a good 4 yards or maybe five on that.
So a gain of five for Jason Kaufman, number five, his 11th carry of the night for 47 yards overall. Brings up second and five for the Bearcats in their own territory at the 26-yard line. With 9:30 left in the third quarter, Harbor Beach 27, Ubley 8. Ubley got on the board in the second quarter after Harbor Beach had 21 points on the board already. Right now, though, it's a handoff to a running back around the left side. Drake handed it off to number five, Jason Kaufman, once again. Gain of about four, just shy of, gain of three, I should say, according to the spot. Just shy of the first down marker. It's going to be about third and a yard and a half.
Sutherland made the hit there, but Sutherland and a couple other Pirates are being pushed back. Again, Ubley doing the right thing. Stay in the ground, get another score, and then play defense.
So that's right. It's two styles of offenses, which historically in these two programs have both been strong wing T, but Harbor Beach coming out with a little flash in their spread offense, and Ubley just keep shoving it down their throats, wing T, and it seems to be working. They have the ball with 8.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Down 27-8, and they just like that, they have a first down, and then some. They're out to about the 39-yard line, good enough for a first down for the Bearcats.
Travis Essmaker making the hit as he got into the secondary and picked up a good chunk on that third down possession. So it'll bring up first and 10 for the Bearcats.
And you know who was the ball carrier on that one?
No.
Number 47, Jimmy Shaw.
Yeah.
So Shaw, every time he touches the ball, He's averaging about 6 yards a carry. That one was good enough for, what, 8 yards?
Yep.
8 yards. So he's now averaging 6.5 yards every time he touches the ball. 14 carries for 91 yards. First and 10 for the Bearcats at their own 39-yard line. Wing T for the Bearcats. Hands it off to Jason Coffin around the left side. Pushes ahead, breaks about 4 tackles, and then he's finally brought down after about a gain of additional 3 yards. That's a gain of about 7 yards.
I believe number 57, Donald Glass, had a hold of him by the shirt, and he was like saying, giddy up, get back here, but he picked up a nice 5 yards on that play.
And a little more than that, actually, about 6.5, 7.
Okay.
That play could have stopped about 3 times, but Jason Coffin just kept pushing forward and pushing forward.
Well, the Hubley, is their strength is running, and Harbor Beach can do both.
So, 2nd and 4 now for the Bearcats. They're on their own 46-yard line, moving left to right across your radio. 27-8 Harbor Beach over Hubley with 7.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Hands it off to Jason Coffin, brought down right near the line, the first down marker. Depends on the spot where this one's going to be.
Well, the official over here is giving them a first down.
And indeed, it's by about 1.5 feet. It's 1st and 10 for the Bearcats. Pushes ahead for about 4 yards is number 5, Jason Kaufman.
Coach Rubel is still staying in that 10-man front, 5 on the defensive line and 5 linebackers and 1 safety, and Ubley has the wind at their back.
Yes, they do. It's 1st and 10, just barely in their own territory on the 49-yard line. 51 yards to go to the end zone, 1st and 10 for the Bearcats. Just under 7 minutes left, 27-8, Harbor Beach leading Ubley thus far. Harbor Beach, or Ubley marching down the field. Handed it off to number 5, Jason Coffin, once again pushes forward for about 4 yards.
Colapart again as he made the cut to cut back across the middle. And if Colapart wouldn't have nailed him, he would have been into the secondary and off to the races.
Yes, indeed. Gain of 4 there brings up 2nd and 6 for the Bearcats. Now into Harbor Beach territory at the 47-yard line. Ubley coming to the line of scrimmage with a little giddy-up all of a sudden in their step.
Well, they've been able to move the ball on the ground against the Pirates.
Harbor Beach initially had the possession in this third quarter, but punted it away, and it's been all Ubley since. Drake is going to keep this one around the right side for himself, and he has the first down, and then about 4, 5, 6 more yards. He's brought down at the 35-yard line in Harbor Beach territory. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats.
Kraft and Derek Puff on the hit for the Pirates, but not until Drake was able to pick up the first down, as he did a nice job of faking in the middle, and he came around that right side and used his blocker very well.
Gain of 12 yards there for the quarterback. Austin Drake, number 11 for the Bearcats, brings up 1st and 10. Deeper into Harbor Beach territory at the 35-yard line with just under 6 minutes left now. 27-8 Harbor Beach over Ubley. Drake hands it off to Jason Coffin, hits the left pocket, pushes forward, gains about 5 yards until he's brought down by a few Pirates.
Number 81, Tom Sutherland, hanging onto his feet, and a host of other Pirates jump on to finish him off.
So Jimmy Shaw, who had 13 carries in the first half, only has 1 in the second half, and Jason Coffin all of a sudden doing most of the running. He has 16 carries for 69 yards, an average of 4.3 a carry.
Well, just like going to Kodiak Radiator and Air Conditioning, the Bearcats are coming out here and putting a little air in their offense.
That's right. 2nd and 6 for the Bearcats in the wing tee at the Harbor Beach 30-yard line. Drake under center. Drake keeps for himself, rolling right. Same play as the first down play. And again, he has the first down and then about 2 more yards. He's pushed out of bounds at about the 23-yard line.
Derek Puff forced him out, but like you said, not until he got the first, as he did a nice job again following his blockers. And you know what? The Bearcats haven't put the ball in the air.
No, they have not. They have had 40 carries for 200 yards, 200 yards on the game now. No yards through the air. They've only attempted 2 passes in this entire game.
And one of them was to the wrong team.
That's correct. So, 1st and 10 once again for the Bearcats. Deeper and deeper into Harbor Beach territory at the 23-yard line. Red zone offense comes out. 5:01 remains in the third quarter. 27-8 Harbor Beach over Ubley. Ubley going left to right across your radio.
Uh-oh.
Fumble on the play intended for Jason Coffin. He picked it back up. Luckily, not until he's knocked to the ground for about a loss of about 3 yards on that one.
Looked like Tom Sutherland came through after Coffin and Drake got a improper handoff exchange, as you might call it. And it looked like Drake was trying to keep it and go around. But Kaufman said, I'm taking it. And then